This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
It's being called a day of action in support of workers at Tim Hortons. If you've been following developments, then you know that when minimum wage increased to $14 an hour on January 1st, some Tim Hortons franchise owners began to eliminate workers' paid breaks and reduce drug and dental benefits, among other measures. There are protests against these measures taking place today at 15 Tim Hortons restaurants across Ontario, including 9 in Toronto. The demonstrations have been organized by members of the Ontario Federation of Labour and the Fight for $15 and Fairness campaign. On the line with us now is John Cartwright, president of the Toronto and York Region Labour Council. John, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
What's the atmosphere like at these protests? I saw some of it on television this morning. It looks like you have quite a turnout.
Well, you know, I think Tim Hortons has hit a nerve of ordinary Canadians with what's happened to those hardworking employees in all of those locations. People are just outraged that the response of some of these franchise owners would be to punish workers because they got a wage raise. And we had, you know, people from every kind of background, every occupation out at the all the different locations across Toronto, and there's more than 15 across all of Ontario today, where there's been rallies supporting Tim's workers and calling on the companies to restore all of their rights and benefits that they had, as well as make sure they got a fair wage.
Now, clarify for us the Tim Hortons franchises where the protests are happening today. Are those locations that have rolled back paid breaks and gotten rid of dental and benefit benefits?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
This whole fight back started by a decision of people out in Durham region to go to the Coburg store. That's the one owned by the Ayers, the multimillionaires. His son and daughter of the founders of the Tim's chain, who sent a note from their winter home in Florida up to their employees saying, "We're taking away your breaks, we're reducing your benefits, et cetera, et cetera." But quickly, we realized the real decision maker in this is the corporate Tim Hortons. Restaurant Brands International paid $14.5 billion for Tim's 3 years ago. And they last year, their revenue was $3 billion from Tim's alone. They're the ones who can tell the franchise owners, hold on a second. You know, let's take a deep breath, come back, restore the benefits that workers had. Let's act with dignity out of this thing. So our message is actually back up to the people that really control the purse strings, and that is this massive wealthy corporation, and asking them to do the right thing.
John,
so the stores necessarily doesn't mean, because we've been out in front of the stores, that those are stores that have punished anybody.
Okay, good.
It's a broader corporate message.
Right. Now, how widespread are the rollbacks across Tim Hortons franchises nationwide? So out of all the Tim Hortons restaurants coast to coast, is how many are we talking about that have rolled back wages for breaks and gotten rid of benefits?
It's very hard to know because people don't have unions. Their workers are afraid to talk. We had somebody who was a Tim Hortons worker being interviewed yesterday. She insisted on anonymity. She wouldn't, allow her own voice to be used. She wouldn't, say the location she worked at because people are afraid to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that there's been a number of instances. For instance, where we were at this morning at Markham and Lawrence Avenue, that franchise owner had said they're going to take all the tips away from workers and they would have to go in general revenue for their company. That's actually illegal. We're going to be able to get, an inspector to go and fix that. But many people are just worried if they open their mouth, they're going to suddenly lose shifts, they're going to be reprisals, and they're not saying.
In terms of action that can be taken against the parent company by various organizations like yourself who are supporting these workers, is there anything that you can do other than appeal to their common sense of decency?
Well, I mean, already their share price has taken a hit because, you know, Tim's is seen widely. And, you know, outside of construction workers, that's who I am originally, probably the highest number of people who are Tim's customers are seniors that are your listeners. Tim's realizes this has just offended people's sense of what's right and what's wrong. And that's not what Canadian values are, and their share prices are starting to take a hit now. And they know that if they don't get this fixed, a lot of people will start looking elsewhere. Now, we're not calling for a boycott. We're calling on, you know, ultimately Restaurant Brands International in Oakville to make this right, to put out a directive to the franchise owners. So in a minute or two, I'll give you a phone number. Your listeners can phone in and tell RBI, please do the right thing.
You got it. We will do that for sure. We actually put a call into them ourselves this morning with no reply. So we are not certain whether that means no comment. They don't want to come on and defend themselves. They don't want to issue a statement at this time. But regardless, Fight Back did call the parent company of Tim Hortons this morning.
Here's the number people can call.
Okay.
905.
Okay, hang on.
905.
905.
845.
Mm-hmm.
6511.
905-845-6511. And I will give that out again before the top of the hour.
Just ask them to roll back all those, not just roll up the rim, but roll back the punitive measures that have taken against any worker.
And in the meantime, we welcome your calls to this conversation, any comments you have about the Tim Hortons situation. And also, John, I do want to get to a caller here, but I do want to talk to you about other companies that may or may not be rolling back wages and benefits as a result of this minimum wage situation. Let's go to William in Toronto. Hi, William. You're on Fight Back.
Hi. I was at the rally today at the Bourbonsie location. It was peaceful and well-organized and uneventful, and it was fine. The problem is with the company in Brazil, the parent company in Brazil. They're not a company. They are a hedge fund, I found out, so that raises a lot of suspicion. And the franchise owners cannot raise prices. RBI, Restaurant Brands International, has to raise the prices. And they can put 10 more cents on a cup of coffee from Brazil. Everyone can afford their $15, and no one's going to complain about it. However, RBI has raised the prices significantly in the last 3 years that they've been there, and I'm not going as often because of it. My Canadian maple donut went from 95 cents to $1.05 to $1.25, and I'm not going to put up with that kind of stuff. And old habits are hard to break.
Yeah, right.
So it's RBI that's a company. And they charge the franchisee double and triple for the inventory that the franchisee has to buy for them. There's a real good book on the market called Double Double, explains it a lot better than I do. And so RBI is a greedy one, and it's keeping the franchise on a shoestring budget. And since they will not raise the prices, the franchisee goes and does something on their own, like they're doing now, which they shouldn't do, but they are. But it's not against the law what they're doing.
Right. Now, William, let's get a reaction from John Cartwright, and we thank you. You have a number of talking points there to discuss. John, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think William's absolutely right. The whole franchise model has really brought about a spread of poverty wages amongst people in the fast food and the coffee industry. Think back, you know, when Tim's was just starting, most people would go for a coffee or your neighborhood diner. There'd be family-owned. There'd be people working there. Some were students. Some were, you know, family members or working there full-time. And, you know, they wouldn't be getting big wages, but you'd leave them a decent tip, right? And that's how they supplemented their income.
Mm-hmm.
Today, these franchise model that RBI and others, I mean, RBI bought Tim Hortons for $14.5 billion. They've got to make a return on investment to pay off $14.5 billion. And so what, yes, they do squeeze the franchisees, and that's why there's groups of franchisees trying to, you know, argue for a bigger deal. But it's the model that has become the problem. And so our fight that the labor movement and community activists have led in the last couple of years to fix the labor law and give people more rights and get the employment standards fixed in a number of areas, including scheduling, including, you know, women that are dealing with domestic violence and other areas. That big fight is about raising standards, because nobody could convince me that on $14 an hour, you can put a roof over your head in Toronto today. It's just not possible unless you're working two or maybe even three jobs.
Right.
And that's not the Canada we built, we believe in, and it's not the Canada your listeners wanted to build when they were, you know, working hard and contributing to society.
416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. You can have your say on the Tim Hortons wage situation. Joan in Oshawa, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hello, Libby. How are you?
It's Jane, but no problem. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm boycotting Tim Hortons permanently. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I had to go to Walmart last night, and there were six people lined up in Tim Hortons for coffee. How the heck can anybody do that when the employees are being used badly? I just can't understand it.
Now, John Cartwright is with us, president of the Toronto and York Region Labor Council. John, you're saying that you're not asking customers to boycott. You're asking customers to appeal to the parent company of Tim Hortons.
Yeah, we're not requesting a formal boycott, but I appreciate, you know, the anger that your listener just had, and people are saying that. I don't care if it's part of a combined effort. I just, you know, in my soul, I'm not going to do that, and we understand it. But, you know, if we call for a boycott, then that's ultimately going to hurt the Tim Hortons workers, and we're here to support those workers. We're here to support their right to get $14 now and $15 next year. That starts to move towards a living wage. But we want them to be able to maintain the benefits. And just imagine this, taking away a coffee break from people who serve coffee for a living. How ludicrous is that?
Yes.
So our main focus is on Restaurant Brands International, on pushing them. I told the Ontario regional manager, he was there today at the Eglinton, one of the Eglinton locations, you know, watching what was going on. I told him, you've got a simple thing to do. You have the direct connection with every franchise owner in this province. You hold the purse strings to them. You simply tell them, you know, fix anything that's a problem. Go back and restore all the benefits that people had before. Pay their $15. Let's have dignity for the people that serve Tim Hortons. Let's make Canadians proud again to go and buy their double-double or whatever you're buying. And that's the solution. So we're not calling for a boycott. We're calling for the big money at the top, the guys that are, you know, playing in the billions of dollars, to actually set the stage for the right thing to be done.
Okay, the lines are jammed here at Zoomer Radio's Fight Back. We need to take a quick break, and then we're back to talk about the Tim Hortons workers and what you're doing to support them, or what you're doing to fight against the increase in minimum wage. Which side of the discussion, which side of the argument are you on? I bet it's on the side of the workers, the compassion for people to make a decent living. 416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-740-4740.
Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
It's a day of action in support of workers at Tim Hortons at 15 Tim Hortons restaurants across the province, including 9 in Toronto. We have one of the organizers on the line with us, John Cartwright, president of the Toronto and York Region Labor Council. John, I want to get to all these callers. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. Casey and Milton, go ahead. You're next.
Hi, I work for Tim Hortons. And I believe the boycott only hurts us workers. I know people are trying to help us, but if they don't come into our store, they send people home early. So we're not making our $14 an hour.
Now, Casey, you don't have to identify which Tim Hortons you work for, and I would encourage you not to do that. But have measures been taken at your particular store to take paid breaks away from you, reduce your benefits, things like that?
Yes.
Okay, and you were told this right after January 1st?
No, actually, this started before Christmas.
And how is this affecting your paycheck?
Well, we haven't really gotten our first paycheck with the $14 an hour because of the holidays.
Right.
So that will be coming soon.
But based on what you've worked and what you are now being paid and how many hours you've worked, can you see how much it's going to affect you negatively or positively?
Well, everything actually goes up for us as well as everybody else. So the $2 an hour sometimes really doesn't help us.
It doesn't help you?
No.
John, what do you say to Casey? I mean, she's one of the workers that you're defending and demonstrating for today.
Well, of course, her point of the boycott is right, and that's why we are not calling for a boycott. But, you know, we fought really hard to raise a minimum wage because big, powerful companies like Tim's and McDonald's and Walmart's won't do it on their own. And, you know, if you're standing still, then inflation eats away what you've got. The moving up to $14, really this only catches up to where the minimum wage level was in the 1970s. It's taken this long. So, you know, the reality is it's a huge victory to be able to win an increase of minimum wage up to $14 and to $15 next year. And I'm surprised to hear that it doesn't help much because everybody I know, if they got a $2 an hour raise, they'd be pretty happy and they'd be feeling like it makes a tremendous difference.
Right.
I know from talking to Tim Horton's worker this morning that she said, you know, I showed her a leaflet and she said, this is the first time we felt respected for the work we do. People are talking about the work we do now. Instead of just coming in and we're just another face, they're coming and saying, hey, we support you. We think you deserve decent wages and fair benefits. I think that's what we should be doing as Canadians, is making sure everybody's got a living wage and decent benefits for their family.
Okay, Casey.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for calling
in. I agree
in.
With that, yes.
Thank you.
But we also have to pay for our own uniforms now as well.
Yes, I was reading that in the fine print as well. So how much is that costing you?
Well, it's about $30 for each piece. So a shirt or a pant will cost you $30. Then we buy our own shoes, and then we cannot collect it on our income tax. That's what we are told. So the company collects it. They buy it in bulk, mm-hmm. and we pay for it, and they get
in
whatever
case,
they get on their income
tax. They're asking you to pay for your uniform? That just started now?
Actually, yes, it did. Probably about a month ago, month and a half ago.
That's just disgusting. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Casey, thank you for calling. I want to get to some other callers here. And I also want to ask you, John, Tim Hortons, of course, is catching a lot of flack for this. Are there other big companies like Tim Hortons doing the same thing in terms of rollbacks for their workers?
We're hearing of some small ones, Sunset Grill, and we're going to turn our attention to them once we try and get the situation of Tim's fixed. But Tim's is, you know, obviously one of the largest employers. We haven't heard the same from any of the fast food restaurants. We do have a bad boss hotline, though, that people can phone into, and I'll give you that line in a minute, if they are being, you know, things are being done to them that they don't think is fair.
Who mans the bad boss hotline?
That's the Workers' Action Center. It's a fabulous community organization that helps workers who don't have unions get some justice and fairness in their workplaces.
All right. I'll let you get a pen or a pencil, and you can write that number down, as well as the number for Tim Hortons' parent company, if you're interested in calling them and complaining. Let's go to Clive in Toronto. Clive, go ahead. You're on Zoomer Radio.
Yes, my problem is that what the show is not doing anything for the average worker. It's just promoting Tim Hortons and Tim Hortons franchises.
You think this is promoting Tim Hortons?
Yeah, let's take an average guy with five employees. When you increase his wages $2 more, it's not just the wages that the employer have to do. The employer have to contribute to CPP, UIC. Mm-hmm. So his expense hasn't just been $2. It's much more than $2 when you look at it from an accounting point of view. Tim Horton can write it off. And the gentleman who is talking to you, he's not interested in the small guy. He's only interested in forming a union that is going to squeeze the small employer.
Is that true, John? I mean, you did just
reference
Sunset Grill, so you're not just talking about the big conglomerates.
Well, listen, you shouldn't, if you're running a business in Ontario, you shouldn't have a model that's based on poverty wages. You should respect the people that work for you enough to pay them enough they could put a roof over their head. You can't, in Toronto, put a roof over your head at $14 an hour working only one job. You got to work two or three. And so that's the problem with the franchise model, with the big corporation making $3 billion a year, is they're squeezing the little guys, and that's not fair either. And by the way, we're not ever imagining that Tim Horton workers are going to get a union. We're out on the streets because we believe ordinary working people should have a decent livelihood. The Labor Council has been around since 1871, fighting for justice for all workers, union and non-union.
Okay, let's go to Jane in Burlington. Hi, you're on Zoomer Radio.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jane. What's your comment or question?
First of all, Happy New Year. And I agree with it. Was it Casey that said, you know, if people boycott these restaurants, then the employees are going to be sent home early and therefore lose, you know, whatever pay would be owing to them on a regular day.
Yeah, I guess I should ask you, John, and just hang on, Jane. So what are you asking people to do at these protests today? Just to go out and support the workers verbally, or you're asking them to talk to the owners?
We've the protests or the rallies are out there to support Tim Hortons workers. We're handing out flyers that give the phone number of Restaurant Brands International. We're asking people to phone. That's the main company that controls all of the money, and asking them to fix this and make it right. And you know what? If people are paying an extra nickel for a coffee, and RBA agrees to that, and that provides the difference, then that I don't think people would begrudge 5 cents for a coffee. We heard earlier about how they've already raised the price of donuts dramatically without people getting a raise in pay.
Well, that's right. And that's what I'm hearing amongst my colleagues here at the radio station, and I'm you know, and friends and family, is that if I have to pay another 10 cents for a cup of coffee so somebody can make a living wage, then I have no problem paying it. I don't know if that's the overwhelming feeling or not, but certainly that's what I'm hearing.
Here's the phone number for people to phone. 905-845-6511. That's Restaurant Brands International. Those are the people who can get this fixed.
Okay, 905-845-6511 if you want to air your gripe with the parent company of Tim Hortons. Jane, was there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I'm showing my age now, but I knew Tim Horton himself, and I think he'd be very, very upset to think that, you know, people are treating the employees this way.
Okay, let's take one more call. Jim in Hamilton, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jim, you're on.
Yes, I was listening to this, and my point is that I could not believe when I heard the news the other day that 20% of the people who are working in Ontario are working at minimum wage. I've been working since the early 70s, and back then, I would say that most of the people that were employed, I should say an awful lot of people were unionized employees making a decent wage. And the unions have been, as years have gone by, have started to disappear. And I think all of those things of the governments, no matter what stripe they were, have always worked against the unions. There's none of them work to help the unions. And that's why we don't have a living wage here at all. I mean, if one-fifth of the people in the province work at minimum wage, I mean, just think of the poverty that must mean through our whole society.
Right, and think of the profits for the large corporations.
Think of the poverty of the people that are suffering from minimum wage. I've never worked for minimum wage that I can remember, but I just can't imagine that people could live on $14. I'm sorry.
All right,
now,
Jim.
Your caller is absolutely right. You know, the reality is the majority of people in Ontario working for minimum wage or working for what we call poverty wages, less than 15, are working for giant multinational companies. They're working for the RBIs, the McDonald's, the Walmarts. These are billion-dollar companies that have built a whole model on poverty wages, and that's really why people are so resentful.
Okay, John, we thank you for your perspective. I did promise to give out this bad boss hotline, which your organization, Toronto and York Region Labor Council, is advocating for people to call if they feel like they are not being treated fairly. So go ahead with that. Oh, we've lost him. I really needed that phone call, Michelle, that phone number for the bad boss hotline. But I'll tell you what, we'll get that on for you tomorrow at the beginning of the program, whether Libby is back or I'm here. We will get that number for you. So please tune back in again tomorrow at noon. when we will be discussing other news of the day. In the meantime, thank you to Michelle Saunders and to Mirna Trogrelic. The news and traffic is coming up next on Zoomer Radio.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.